It's Weekend Edition on Michigan Radio.
The word groovy may feel like the 1960s, but that's not actually when Americans first started using it.
That's what they say. Good morning. I'm Rena Miller, and joining us now is University of Michigan English professor Ann Curzan. Good morning, Ann.
Hello, Rena.
Groovy. Where does groovy come from?
To start, we should just take the noun groove, which obviously is where it comes from. And groove, I had not realized in its earliest use, which goes back hundreds of years, it meant a mining shaft.
Oh.
That was a groove. And then it comes to mean a channel or a hollow that's cut into metal or wood.
Mm-hmm.
And we can see then how it comes to be a furrow. That could be a natural furrow, one that's cut in. 1902, we see it used for the furrow or the cut in a record, in
yeah.
a gramophone.
Yeah, that makes
record.
Sense.
So there we've got a groove. And from there, we start to get a figurative use where people use it to refer to a routine action, as in, I'm in a groove. Now, for you, in a groove, is that a good thing or a bad thing?
I think of being in a groove as a good thing, a positive thing. I'm really in the groove now.
And for me, it would be as well, that I've been doing something and now I'm doing it well. Don't interrupt me because I'm in a groove. When I was looking at the Oxford English Dictionary, I was struck that in the 19th century, in a groove was often used in a much more negative way, synonymously with in a rut.
Ah, I didn't know that. What about groovy, though?
It sort of makes sense that a groove and a rut, which are in some ways kind of the same thing, that you could use in a groove as negatively as in a rut. But then we start to see in the 1930s, in a groove starts to mean that everything is going well in the way that I think many of us use it now. And it is that use is the same use as groovy. They're tightly interconnected. Now, groovy goes back to jazz. The OED has it first showing up in 1937, and it was used to refer to a state of mind where people were playing well, or just to people who were playing well, jazz players who were playing well. They were in a groove or they were groovy. And then from there, it can come to mean just being appreciative of good playing or just something is great. It's groovy.
But then it had another heyday in the 60s.
It did. So when you look at Google Books, the 1960s is when it just takes off and it peaks in the 1970s. People are grooving. Everything's groovy. Then it drops precipitously. It just falls off. And I thought, oh, well, groovy's just done at that point. And then I looked in the 1990s, it starts to make this comeback. I was reading Michael Quinion's entry on groovy in his Worldwide Words. And at the end of it, he says, now, of course, groovy can only be used now as a deliberate anachronism or by the terminally out of touch.
Oh my.
And I thought, huh, what's going on in these databases in the 1990s that we actually see arise? So I went in and I looked, and there are these uses of groovy that I think maybe we don't notice. For example, a groovy downtown crowd. Or a groovy dance number,
mm-hmm.
a groovy sax solo.
Yeah.
Or I bought this bike at a groovy price.
Well, that is just groovy.
And I thought I could say that and it wouldn't feel completely uncool. Whereas if I said, oh, groovy, then I would think, oh, I've got to be sarcastic. I have to make fun of myself if I'm going to do that.
Well, you're always groovy to us, Anne. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Rena.